Hi, I'm Alex L., and I write books for a living. The Hey Girl podcast was created with sisterhood and storytelling in mind.
Hey Girl.
Hey Girl.
Hey Girl.
Hey Girl.
I'll be sitting down with some phenomenal women to discuss love.
I believe we grew distant out of love of some type, like, yeah. I don't want to hurt you.
Loss.
Really don't know what's going to trigger that feeling of grief in any moment.
And a topic very important to my work. Self-care.
Freedom is self-care. It's not about pedicures. It's not about clothing. It's not about trips.
Join us as we journey through sharing together. Hi, everyone. Happy New Year. I asked you to send me how you're going to be leaning into self-care in 2019. What are some of your rituals, intentions, and practices going to be? And we got some great responses.
I don't want to pretend that I'm okay. Granted, I'm forever grateful, but sometimes I think you got to acknowledge the problems that's in your life.
For a long time, I've sort of been trying to do what everyone else is doing in terms of their self-care practice, and I know that it has to be specific to me and my needs.
I think I have learned that really ignoring myself in the pursuit of being a successful Black woman can really make me feel like everything else is important outside of my own body.
I think sometimes we don't realize some of the things we say to ourselves anytime we mess up or we don't do something right, and in our eyes or in the eyes of others, we say negative things, big and small. And I think for me, that has to stop.
I plan to love myself more this year.
What I really love about listener episodes is that we're able to really build community through the Hey Girl platform. While we may not be in the studio together or even out at a cafe enjoying lunch or having girl talk, we are able to share our stories near and far. So thank you so much for being a part of this community. And we are so excited to bring you more amazing stories from amazing women this year. Thank you so much for contributing to Listeners on Self-Care Part 2. I'm looking forward to having more listener episodes in 2019. Stay amazing and stay rooted in your truth.
I'm a Sadie, 23, living in Connecticut. In 2019, I plan on leaning into better self-care practices by being intentional about the self-work that I'm doing, whether it's through writing, therapy, or just listening to myself. I also intend to hold myself accountable to doing the work that needs to be done. I can't be my best self without it.
Hi, my name is Nicole. I'm 28. And I currently live in Dallas, Texas. For 2019, I realized that I have to lean into self-care by evolving with it. And here recently, I realized that I was doing my self-care rituals and they were helping. And I was starting to master them. And after a while, it didn't feel like it was something I was doing to help myself. It just felt like it was something I was doing as a task. Like, okay, today I wrote and I did this and I did that. So I checked it off my list, self-care complete. But I still wasn't in tune with those deep-rooted issues I was facing. And that was because I wasn't evolving as I was practicing self-care. I was just doing it and I was kind of just saying, well, at least I did something versus nothing. And so now for 2019, I have to really lean into it and figure out what is going to work for me and what isn't. And am I being complacent? I have to challenge myself with self-care. I have to make sure that the things that I really am holding in and they live inside that dark place, that I'm revealing those things and I'm healing from them and that I'm implementing a routine that truly speaks to that and not just something to do and say I've completed something or I've checked it off the list. So that's where I'm headed in 2019. That in itself is a challenge, understanding that I'm still a work in progress with this and that I can't just start to do one thing and just keep it as a routine. Like, I have to switch it up. If I have a different need and going to this place for a spa day isn't cutting it, or writing a poem isn't working, or spending time alone and meditation isn't working for it, I have to challenge myself and figure out another way to heal. I became comfortable with my usual things that I do when it came to self-care. So that's what I'm taking with me in 2019. It's going to be a challenge, but I think sometimes self-care is meant to challenge you. It's good for you, it's therapeutic, and it heals you, but it's also supposed to challenge you so that you can come out as the best version of yourself to date.
Hey girl, I'm Q. I live in Las Vegas. I'm 28. And in 2019, I'm going to listen to my body more. My body treats me very well, very good to me. And I want to make sure that I'm being just as good to it in return. I don't want to push my body past its limits anymore in the name of hustling or working towards a dream, because my body is what keeps me going, quite literally. And I want to make sure that I'm listening to it and being in good relationship with it and being intuitive to what my body needs. So I'm just going to listen.
My name is Mary and I am 29 years old and I am based in London, United Kingdom. what I am going to do this year in terms of leaning into my self-care is being still and listening to my body, my mind, and adjusting my self-care practice based on what I need for that day, or that hour, or that minute. Whether it's a walk because I'm feeling super claustrophobic at home, or, you know, having a sugary drink because I'm not feeling upbeat to work, or hanging out with friends, or just blasting music in the house while I'm cleaning and tidying up and just having candles around just to fill myself up. I think for a long time I've sort of been trying to do what everyone else is doing in terms of their self-care practice, and I know that it has to be specific to me and my needs. So that's what I'm going to do. I wanted to say a big thank you so much for this podcast, for all the Instagram posts and your writing. It has changed my life. And I wasn't practicing self-care for so many years, and actually it was complete opposite. But through your being, it has just nurtured me in the way that I've been able to look myself in the mirror and really see who I am and really go after my dreams and even just commune with women that are like me, who think like me, on your podcast. So I'm so appreciative of you. And I literally have to listen to your podcast every Monday before I go to work. And it sort of boosts me and it encourages me that, oh, what I'm going through or what I'm working towards, other women my age, a bit older, a bit younger, are going through the same thing. And you've provided tools in terms of how to go about that. Have a fantastic new year. And I can't wait for the next season of all the work that you're doing. Lots of love. Bye.
Hi, my name's Jasmine and I am 34 years old. And I live in Lawton, Oklahoma. The way that I plan to practice better self-care for the upcoming year, and really for the rest of my life, is just to be more aware of the things that I let into my life. All of those things tremendously affect my energy. And I've been doing self-care wrong all of this time. What I thought was good self-care turned out to be just very superficial. I have to get to the root of the problem. And in order to do that, I need to allow myself to heal. In the process of doing that, I have to forgive myself for decisions that I made in the past I have to forgive people, and I have to continue to press forward and move on. I'm realizing now that it's okay to say no. And just because someone else may think that something is good for you or for your life or for your situation doesn't necessarily mean that it is ultimately what you need or what's going to make you happy. I wish that this would have been something that I could have realized a lot sooner, but I am very happy that I am realizing it now. I am going to try my hardest to make sure that I have mental stability. Battling depression and anxiety and looking for all of these different ways to basically cover it up and sweep it under the rug has not been helping me. So I'm just going to really get in touch with who I am, the things that I want, the things that make me happy, and stop looking for happiness in other places and other locations, moving around when ultimately it's inside of me.
Hi, I'm Sarah. I'm 26 and I'm from Toronto, Canada. Very recently, I heard the phrase, financial freedom is self-care. And that has really shifted my perspectives and has pushed me to reevaluate my relationship with money. I signed up for a 9-week personal finance course with my local school board in January. I'm working on using budgets and having my family and friends hold me accountable and support me. I've even created an emergency plan for when I'm really anxious or depressed, as my finances are tied with my emotions and I often make bad decisions that I later regret. Being better with my money means I'm walking more, making my own food, eating better, being more conscious about what I consume physically and mentally. So my 2019 self-care goal is financial freedom and independence.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Do you love discovering new products? Are you a beauty and fashion maven constantly on the hunt for the next best thing? Ever read about or spot something online that you've always wanted to try but never have? Then you might love FabFitFun. It allows women everywhere to discover new products, as well as including rave review and must-have brands that you know and love. It's like Christmas 4 times a year. Stumped on gift ideas? FabFitFun is also a great gift for someone you love. You can surprise your mom or sister with this awesome summer box packed with great items. Do you have a daughter who's going to college, maybe? Or a friend who's a new mom? FabFitFun is an awesome care package. My last box came with this beautiful lotus towel. It was blue, and it's shaped like the flower, and it has a gorgeous design in the middle. That's something we've been laying out on the deck and relaxing on for a few weeks now. So what I love about FabFitFun is that they offer full-size products, no samples of anything. Every box is guaranteed to have over $200+ in retail value. The summer 2019 box has a total retail value between $269 to $467. That's fantastic. Treat yourself with items in it, such as the Sutra Professional Mini Travel Blow Dryer, the beautiful Vicks Paula Lotus Towel, or the West Elm Indigo Tie-Dye Bowls. Many of the products' individual value is more than the entire cost of the box. You can customize your box by choosing some products and some add-ons with each one. Or you can be surprised. It's great for discovering new brands and new products. What a better way to shop. I'm looking forward to my next box because they're always so different and packed with things I can actually use. I like to share the items in my box with my 11-year-old. She's really into skincare these days. We recently got a clay mask and a foot mask and a body scrub. She loves them all. The FabFitFun 2019 Summer Box is on sale now. So sign up for FabFitFun today. These boxes always sell out. You can use my code HEYGIRL to get $10 off your first box. All you have to do is go to FabFitFun to sign up and get started. Use promo code HEYGIRL to get $10 off your first box. That's over $200 for only $39.99. Go to FabFitFun.com and use my code HEYGIRL to get $10 off your first FabFitFun box.
How I plan on leaning into 2019 with my self-care, I plan to show up for myself more. With being a new mother of a third time, I tend to take away from myself as I am pouring into everyone else. So I plan to lean into myself more, taking care of myself, my self-worth, letting myself know that I'm abundant, I'm beautiful, I'm worthy. I am in control of my own destiny and grounding myself. I plan to love myself more this year.
Hi, Alex. My name is Kikutu Matlebeani and I'm 29 years old and I live in South Africa. One of the things that I really want to start implementing into my self-care activities next year is practicing mindfulness. Because next year is going to be a big milestone for me in terms of turning 30, I really want to start looking back on what has worked for me in the past and what didn't. And I think what's important is to really start listening to my body and providing it what it needs. This is not only physical, but also emotionally and psychologically. I think I have learned that really ignoring myself in the pursuit of being a successful Black woman or just really being on this rat race of getting a career, getting an education can really make me feel like everything else is important outside of my own body, which is really ridiculous because that is what is important. Like, my health is important to me. My happiness is important to me. So I really want to start paying attention to me over everything, but not in a selfish way, but in a loving manner of really being able to say, I cannot, you know, what they always say about an empty cup cannot be able to really give anybody anything. So I think with being present within myself is going to be one of my big goals for next year.
Hello, my name is Megan and I'm 27 and I'm from Miami, Florida. And how I plan on leaning into a new self-care practice is basically starting my yoga practice again and loving on myself more, because I have difficulties with that, and trying to spend as much time as possible with my boyfriend, because that makes me happy and that makes me feel good.
My name is Kayla. I'm 25 and I am in Dallas, Texas. I plan on stepping into better self-care in 2019 by learning how to say no more and knowing that it's okay for me to take time for myself and to practice loving myself better. I've done a terrible job of this in the past, and it's caused severe health issues over the years, and it was a wake-up call for me to be like, hey, it's time to start putting yourself first. So in 2019, I'm going to limit overcommitting myself and increase loving myself, whether that's through exercise, eating good food, or not going to every event I'm invited to, because my body and my health is more important.
Hey girl, my name is Esther. I am 24 and I am sitting in my childhood bedroom in Los Angeles, California. I have had a really traumatic 2018, so much so that in the voice memo I recorded before this one, I said 2017 instead of 2018 because I'm actively fighting against the urge to repress this year. So it's definitely been a rough one. Something I've learned a lot this year is knowing when to take the foot off the gas. and knowing when to take a deep breath and being really intentional about connecting my mind to my body and feeling feelings and knowing how I feel about them. And this is an active goal that I'm working towards even now. And so it is definitely at the top of my list and a major intention that I'm setting for 2019. So in terms of my self-care practice in 2019, I want to be really intentional about my mind-body connection and knowing when I need to be gentle with myself, knowing when I am pushing myself so far that I am no longer benefiting the people around me, the people I love, the people I work with, the people I study with. So I want to be my most healthy version of myself. And to do that, I really, truly need to be in tune with how I feel physically, emotionally, mentally, spiritually. It has absolutely been my saving grace this year. And so I want that to continue to be a priority in this next year. On a more tangible level, my goal for the next year is to keep going to this yoga class that I've been absolutely loving. My yoga instructor kicks my ass every single week, and it is phenomenal. It is like stretching not just my body, but my spirit, my mind. And I love that after every session, I'm able to appreciate my body even more and appreciate my strength and how much my body and my mind can handle, which surprises me every single day. So I will definitely be continuing that as we transition into the new year. And yeah, thank you so much for the work that you all do. Thank you for providing this incredible platform and for this journey that y'all are on, that you're sharing with us. And yeah, that's pretty much it.
Hi, my name is Ayana. I'm 22. I'll be 23 this month. My location is Maryland. How do you plan on leaning into new or better self-care practices in 2019? I feel like my approach is going to be making sure I'm the priority this year, and not in a self-absorbed way, but more so a focused way, acknowledging and addressing things that I've put off for so many years, or I've not acknowledged for so many years for many reasons, just to improve and succeed in life in a genuine matter, I should say. I don't want to pretend that I'm okay. You know, I feel like I'm a person who pretends that I'm okay, or I pretend that my life is not sometimes in shambles. Granted, I'm forever grateful, but sometimes I think you got to acknowledge the problems that's in your life, either it be minor to communication, expressing how you feel with someone and things of that nature. And I think I'm a person who make others the priority in my life. I'm always helping or problem solving voluntarily. It's not something that's asked of me, but I just think that's my coping mechanism to ignore my issues. And I feel like I no longer want to do that. I'll still be there for people. I'll still include people in my life, but just their life will not be my priority. Them as people won't be my priority. I'll always be there for them when it comes to a significant other and things of that nature. But I think I want to take the approach on just making sure I'm the priority this year and I'm accomplishing the things that I said that I would like to accomplish 2-3 years ago to meet long-term goals that I set for 2020. So I think that's my approach, and I think that's a good approach for me. It may be relatable to others, I don't know, but this is my approach. Thank you. Bye.
My name is Ego Diana. I'm 27 years old from Toronto, Canada. I plan on leaning into better self-care practices in 2019 by listening more, especially to my intuition, specifically through prayer and meditation in that order, so that I'm actually allowing space to receive what I ask for, trusting that my choices are a reflection of the Most High's will for my life. Upon reflection of my journey in 2018, I realized that I need to do a lot more work on my mindset, reframing some negative beliefs and untruths I once held. In order to do that, I need to actively tune in and listen to my thoughts and word choices. In 2019, I'm also focusing on celebrating my wins as they occur.
I recently started wearing a new bra by Third Love, and I absolutely adore it. Did you know that breast shape matters when you're finding a good fit? I didn't. Third Love uses data points generated by millions of women who have taken their Fit Finder quiz to design bras with breast size and shape in mind for a perfect fit and premium feel. I found the Fit Finder quiz really helpful when I was picking out my Third Love bra. I didn't know I was wearing the wrong size for so long. I think what's really awesome about this is that over 12 million women have taken the quiz to date, and it's actually a pretty fun experience. I answered a few simple questions and I found my perfect fit in about 60 seconds. Third Love offers more than 70 sizes, which is more sizes than most other brands, including their signature half cup sizes. Not only that, but Third Love is convenient. You can skip the trip to the mall, find your fit with their online fit finder, order, try it on at home. No more awkward fitting room experiences. What really sold me on Third Love was the 100% fit guarantee. Every customer has 60 days to wear it, wash it, and put it to the test. And if you don't love it, you can return it. And Third Love will wash it and donate it to a woman in need. Third Love's team of expert fit stylists are dedicated to helping you find your perfect fit. Fit stylists are available every day to help via text, chat, or phone. Returns and exchanges are free and easy. What's not to love? Third Love knows there's a perfect bra for everyone. So right now, they're offering Hey Girl listeners 15% off of your first order. Go to thirdlove.com/heygirl to find your perfect fitting bra and get 15% off your first purchase. That's thirdlove.com/heygirl for 15% off today.
Remaining firmly rooted in my faith and showing up boldly as the woman God created me to be in my business and personal life.
Hi, Alex and the Hey Girl listeners. My name is Alex as well. I am from Australia and I've been listening to your podcast for about a year and a half now. I have a chronic illness that has both psychosocial and physical symptoms. This year has been super challenging. I was officially diagnosed in January of 2018. So coming up to the new year, it will be around a year that I've had an official diagnosis and access to healthcare. We're pretty fortunate here in Australia that universal healthcare is a thing, but this particular disorder requires a lot of self-management and a lot of personal self-care. The ways in which I am going to engage in this, I think, involves a lot of strength training, hitting the gym, and really building my physical strength and thus allowing myself to feel mentally stronger as well. With any form of exercise, endorphins are going to make you feel absolutely incredible afterwards, even though it might be a pain getting to the gym and engaging in that practice of self-care in the first place, but it is so worthwhile. Also, allowing myself as a woman to engage in a particular kind of exercise that usually men engage and take up space in, I find that particularly powerful and a wonderful thing for me to engage in, not allowing my self-care to be limited by my gender. I think definitely journaling or even just recording these kinds of voice notes to reflect upon my learnings and my growth is also super important. You know, at the end of the day, sometimes I'm so exhausted, I feel as though I can't even pick up a pen. So a voice note or even a little memo that I've written to myself is a great way to engage in self-care. And that's something I actually learned from you, Alex. So I'm really grateful to have happened upon that episode, to have learned that hot tip from you. I think it's absolutely fantastic and super accessible.
Hi, my name is Alexis. I'm 21 years old and I'm from New York City. 2019 is the year of investment in myself, my future, and my passions. I'm going to feed my soul with whatever it desires. By learning discipline and putting forth the effort every day, I will hold the space I need to practice the watering of myself without public appreciation. I'm going to read books, fill my mind with new thoughts and experiences and fresh perspectives, writing out the million thoughts flying in my mind, giving them safe grounding. I will wander into a bookstore and get comfy with myself in the midst of strangers. I'm going to give thanks to old friends and past experiences, but welcome in new ones. Most of all, opening my heart up again to let love breathe within me, because nothing feels better than nurturing the withered parts of me back to life.
Hi, Alex. My name is Xavius. I am 23 years old, and I am from Fayetteville, North Carolina. So in 2019, leaning into self-care for me, it's really going to start with patience with myself, not allowing myself to get as frustrated as I have in past years. And I think that comes with age and having a better understanding of the world around me and knowing that things aren't going to always go as planned, and to be patient with myself and to be patient with God and the universe, and trusting that I do have the power and the capabilities that I know I have, treating myself nicely. That includes less negative self-talk. I think sometimes we don't realize some of the things we say to ourselves anytime we mess up or we don't do something right, and in our eyes or in the eyes of others, we say negative things, big and small. And I think for me, that has to stop. Working on positive affirmations and patting myself on the back when I deserve it, when I do the smallest things. I'm learning to, in 2019, just give myself a pat on the back and encourage myself every step of the way. Also, meditating more, enjoying quietness. I know a lot of people, especially in the day and age of Instagram and social media, there's always, you know, this need to be doing something all the time or to be around people all the time. But in 2019, I want to focus on stillness and just giving myself the time to be quiet and really pay attention to what my body wants and what it needs, and paying attention to what's going to feed my body positively. 2019 it's going to be a year of growth. I can already tell. I'm going to be 24, and right now that doesn't seem old, but just going through life and going through so many things, I think just loving on myself this year and allowing myself to feel things, to cry when I need to laugh, not to be afraid to let people in, but honestly just giving myself the love and attention that I've deprived myself of because I've been so busy trying to take care of my mom and my grandmother. This year, self-care, it's not about buying myself fancy things or, you know, pedicures every weekend, but it's just about tending and mending my heart.
The Hey Girl podcast is a member of The District Productive, produced by Paul, Woody Woodhall, and me, Alex L. Music by DC's own Kokai.